Here with Prairie View A&M head coach Don Brown after a loss to Texas Southern here in Houston. Coach, some good things there. Y'all were able to get back after falling behind early. It just seemed like y'all just couldn't pull away. First off, give me your overall thoughts on the game and then things that you would have liked to have seen done better and maybe improve on in the future.
Overall, I saw something that I hadn't seen in this year. You know, with the new year and everything, I saw a team that actually was able to try to fight back after being down, and they were able to keep their head up. But I think that this team has to learn that the game of basketball is a game of runs, and teams are going to make runs, and it's about how you respond to runs. And how do you make adjustments? I think we made the adjustments that we should have made. We could have probably made them a little bit early, trying to stop the bleeding inside with Vines. But, you know, still, we got to be able to jump out and play Lady Panther basketball early on in the game.
One of the positive things that I saw was as y'all were getting back into the game in the first half, Chelsea Rozier started finding her three-point shots, and that's one of her specialties. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Chelsea had a great week in the gym. I can honestly say she's probably taken about 2,000 shots in the last 72 hours, you know, having the luxury of a gun machine, that's what it's called, just getting a whole lot of shots up today. You know, she did not miss a shot in practice yesterday nor today, and it just carried over from the game. It's just goes to show hard work does pay off for her.
It seemed like Texas Southern was keying in on your biggest scorers and Larissa Scott and LaMaria Cole. They also kept Larissa off the boards. Tell me what they did and how y'all will counter that in the future.
Well, you know, I think one thing that they did a good job as far as getting making good defensive adjustments as far as to put our players in foul trouble early. And anytime you put yourself where your point guard is in foul trouble, you have to rely on the second line of offense, which Tori Carter stepped in and was able to help. And I was glad that she was able to step in and do some positive things for us as well. So, you know, we just got to go ahead and make better decisions. I think that Texas Southern did a good job, but Prairie View has to go out and do a better job as far as making good decisions during clutch situations.
And one more question. Jeronia Allen seemed like she hit some key shots down the stretch, and she's been one of the bright spots among the newcomers. Talk a little bit about her.
Well, you know, Roe is a player that plays extremely hard. She practices hard as well. She's one of those players that's going to go out and give you what you need. If that shot's not falling on offense, she'll be one of those she's capable of pulling 10 rebounds a game. So, you know, just proud of her. She had a good focus tonight. Coming into tonight's contest, she told me that she was ready, and she went out and was able to prove it.
All right. Well, we've been talking with head women's basketball coach Dawn Brown. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Thank you.